I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. If you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting a like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. Let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now today's first story comes from the True Off My Chest subreddit and says, the guy I did homework for in high school reached out and now wants to buy me a house. I've 29 female, always been good with numbers and responsible. It was more noticeable in school because no one gave a fuck. But given that I have CP, cerebral palsy, and walk with crutches, plus being a nerd, you can imagine I was an extremely easy target for bullying. One year they mixed us so I had new classmates. The bullying was worse, but then one of the popular guys would defend me. At first I was confused, but when I saw that he would leave me his notebooks, I understood. And so began our symbiotic relationship. The bullying stopped and I would make his homework every day. We never talked about it and whenever he spoke to me, he sounded angry. It was like that for almost 3 years and his grades went up. I was just grateful I could be at peace in school. We graduated and never spoke again, nor did I see him again. But then, a week ago, he reached out on Instagram. He told me how good life had been for him. He offered to buy me a house and car. At first, I thought it was a scam, but we made video calls. He showed me things and it's legit. Long story short, he's a successful businessman worth millions living abroad. He said he always remembered me because I helped him get where he is now. He said he wanted to repay me because he knew how hard it is to be disabled. And a woman in my country specifically. He's not wrong, but I'm actually doing okay right now, so I declined all his offers. But then I received a call from a medical center, the most expensive where I live, mind you, saying I had 3 years of physical therapy paid for. How he knew I did physical therapy, I don't know. I still thought it was a joke, so I went there and it was true. I already did my first two sessions and my body feels so much better. I'm still confused, because I saw our relationship as purely transactional, and now he comes and he says he owes me. I'm so confused. Opie then says, edit one. Damn, I wasn't expecting this many replies. Thank you all for your kind words. It made me understand a little how he may feel. I already texted him so we can talk a little bit more about his offers, because even though I turned them down, he said they'd still be up. And hopefully, I can have a hand on the wheel to choose some less crazy expensive options. Thank you again. I feel less guilty now. Edit 2. Thank you for your kind words. I'm trying to read all the comments. And as for the creeps in my DMs, fuck off. I'm not some kind of freak show, only because I have CP. A couple of relevant comments with OP's replies. Few Stories says, that's a nice gesture. You should take it and be thankful. Don't turn down on somebody who is trying to be kind, seemingly with no ill intent. Opie says, it's an amazing gesture, but I don't really feel like I did something worthy of such gratitude. Data says, only he knows how impactful your homework was on his life, even beyond grades. Glad the PT is helping already. I hope he extends it. Opie says, I mean, I guess you could say we both impacted each other. It was thanks to him that the bullying stopped and school was nice again. But I never stopped to think how that impacted my life for the better. It's only now I realize how grateful I am for what he did. I'm so embarrassed it took this long to register. Nate Quarry says, I had a friend offer to do something nice for me and I declined. His response changed my point of view forever. He said, you don't get to decide whether or not I get to do things for people that make me happy. And I realized it wasn't just for me. It made him happy and feel like he's making the world a better place. Opie says, thanks for the quote. It's very much true, I guess. I just have a hard time accepting gifts. Claire says, You did his homework for 3 years, and he paid for 3 years of therapy. It sounds like he knows exactly what he's doing, and he wants to say thank you now. Remember that for the really wealthy, sometimes that seems crazy generous to us, is the monetary equivalent of buying you lunch. Enjoy your therapy, and may it continue to bring you relief. Paris says, even back in high school, it was a fair transaction in my book, since I'm sure him stopping the bullies prevented you from living in actual hell back then. He doesn't owe you, but he knows gratitude. What a guy. And I'm glad there's people like, you know, saying they think it was like a fair transaction, because I always feel like my view is kind of skewed with the whole bullying thing anyway. You know, I've been bullied in my past. And initially coming into this, and I'm not saying I'm right or I'm wrong, I genuinely don't know. I kind of felt like he was taking advantage of that situation. But I don't know this guy's background, what he was going through at the same time. And like OP said, it made their high school life much better, much easier. So I think if casting myself back, if I had that offer, I would have taken that up at the same time as well. And that's where I was really conflicted, because the hell of that last year in school with being bullied, that year just felt like it went on forever, and it was absolutely devastating. I can't tell you some of the dark thoughts that went through my mind back then. And I remember one time someone that I knew noticed what was going on, and they stopped it happening, and the relief in that moment. So I think I would have accepted that offer as well. And personally, I think you should accept his offer. He clearly wants to give you something back, so why not, right? But OP comes into the post with an update and says, given all the support and kindness I received on the other post, I'd like to let you guys know the resolution. We did another video call where I explained to him why I was hesitant to accept and told him all my doubts and fears about the whole ordeal. I was completely honest, which surprised me, to be honest. He also opened up to me and told me some sensitive stuff, which I would have never imagined. At the end, we agreed that he would finish paying the car I had just started paying through a credit, and also we found a nice little apartment in a good zone where I could be more comfortable. I have my own lawyer doing all the paperwork. Thanks all kind people for the suggestion. I tried to express all my gratitude, and I hope you really understood how big this was for me. Also, I got to thank him for protecting me in school, and tried to make him see how big of an impact it had on my life. I feel like this closed a chapter in my life, and I think it's the same for him. I don't think we'll ever talk again, nor do I think we are friends. He truly lives in another world, and our realities are not compatible. He did say though, if I ever go to his country, not the US, lol, I should call to meet him. I don't know if I would. At the end, I'm just happy to see him so accomplished after all that happened in high school. And I'm happy I could express all my feelings and thoughts. Thank you for all your supportive words. They meant a lot to me and helped me make a decision. And all I can say after that is I'm glad OP did accept some form of offer. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. And let's move on to another story. And this story also has an update from AbleAccountant7626 from the Am I the Arsehole Here subreddit, and says, am I the arsehole here for cutting off my friends after they made fun of my boyfriend because they slept with me? So I have 3 guy friends. They're not my only friends, but we're pretty close, and I've had sex with all of them, including some group sex. This stopped some years ago. In fact, 2 of them are in long-term relationships with 2 of my best friends, and they are aware of our history. Now, my boyfriend and I have been together for about a year, and it's been the best relationship I've had. The thing is, my boyfriend is a bit insecure because I'm his first. He's also aware of my history with my friends. I've assured him that this is in the past, and I have no sexual attraction to them at all now, and that he's all I need. I actually asked my friends to never talk about this ever. However, the other night we're all hanging out, and I headed out with a friend to go get some stuff. When we get back, my boyfriend's mood is much different. He plays it off, but I can tell something was bothering him. When we get back to my place, I press the issue, and he says my guy friends kept making Eskimo brother jokes and how he got the leftovers, and told them how good he must be if he can satisfy me the same way all of them couldn't. I was furious and confronted my friends. They kept saying they were trying to man up my boyfriend since I told them he felt insecure about them. My boyfriend kept trying to save face, saying things like, the past is in the past, but I can tell he's feeling down. I decided to cut off my friends because not only they disrespected my boyfriend, but also me by calling me leftovers. My two best friends keep saying it's not a big deal and that me and my boyfriend are overreacting. Also, how can I make this up to my boyfriend? I tried to show him how much I want him by initiating sex, but he hasn't been in the mood. Now, firstly, I'll apologize for chuckling away at the first bit there. It was just the wording in that first paragraph where Opie was talking about their friends. And, you know, we're pretty close. I've had sex with all of them. I was like, what? Where did that come from? Followed by including some group sex. Obviously, no shame whatsoever, but just the wording around it did make me chuckle. A key requirement says not the arsehole for cutting off the three guy friends. If your other two friends continue to make you feel in the wrong, I'd cut ties with them too. You're the arsehole for telling any of them your boyfriend was insecure about your past. You broke his trust and it's going to take more than initiating sex to gain that back. Opie says I was trying to help. I've heard stories about a girl's past being exposed because their friends let it slip. I didn't want that to happen. I really thought my guy friends would understand. Infamous Anything says, those are not great friends. I think you're correct in cutting them off. They show a distinct lack of empathy and emotional intelligence. Apologize to your boyfriend for sharing his insecurities. Unless he specifically said that it was okay, those were likely told you in confidence, and you broke that confidence. You're going to have to earn back his trust. I don't know the best way to do that, but it sounds like the two of you need to have a conversation. Opie says he never said it was okay. Looking back, I realize I really fucked up. He says he's fine, but he doesn't even want to touch me right now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Golden Technicality says, if your boyfriend dumps you, and he might, you need to realize two things. He's young, inexperienced, and this was traumatic for him. It's not him being insecure. It's you trusting shitty people that hurt him. Second, if he leaves, that's not a green light to go back to business as usual with his friend group. They shit on your trust and behave like cruel children. That's stuff you don't look past. As for your best friends, they need to understand exactly what sort of sleazebags they're dating. And if they can't appreciate your anger, then let them know that when they become leftovers, maybe they'll understand. Opie says, I will never touch them again, even if my boyfriend breaks up with me. So Opie comes in with their first update and says, hello everyone, it's been a long couple of days and my boyfriend has finally opened up. He said he's glad I cut off my friends and that he wasn't going to ask me to do it, but if I hadn't, he would have left. He said he doesn't want to break up over this, as it wasn't something wrong I did. He gets that most people have a past and that I didn't even know him back then. He said it just became too real when my ex-friends opened their mouth. He's also mad at me because I told them his insecurities, something that I know was a horrible mistake. I apologized profusely and promised it was never going to happen again. He also says he feels inadequate and inferior. He said, how the hell am I supposed to compare? I'm just one guy. I assured him that he's way better than them, and that he's all I want from now on. We kept talking for a while, eventually hugged it out. He says he doesn't feel ready to have sex again, and asked me to respect that, which I agreed to. He also says he doesn't want to hang out with any other former partner. He said he won't freak out of anything if we run into one like at a party or something, but he won't hang out with them. Which is more than fair after what happened. One of my best friends reached out and apologized for what she said. She thought my former friends just mentioned our history and my boyfriend got all insecure, but didn't realize just how horrible they were. She said you broke up with him already. I haven't heard from the other friend. As for me, I feel absolutely disgusting knowing I let those guys touch me. And I know I fucked up when I told them about my boyfriend's insecurity. Still, that doesn't excuse just how horrible some of your comments were. I take full responsibility for disclosing my boyfriend's insecurities, but most of you just wanted to shame me for having sex in the first place. I didn't hurt anyone just for having group sex, but I did fuck up by calling the wrong people my friends. For those of you who are more understanding, but still rightfully called me out for my carelessness with my boyfriend's feelings, thank you. OP adds another update and says, hello everyone, it's been a few weeks since the whole incident happened. While a lot of you were horrible in the comments, I appreciate the few of you who are more supportive. My boyfriend and I seem to be back on track now. He's back to his old self, and he's been very loving and sweet. I've been as affectionate as possible, without being sexual. I've been making him meals, got him a couple of gifts, and complimented him. We had deep talks about boundaries, and we talked out what happened. He forgave me for talking about his insecurities to my friends, and I promised him that I won't do anything like that again. We also talked about his insecurities. By the way, he's fully aware of my previous posts, and said it's fine because no one knows who we are. Well, after I assured him he's the best I've had, which is true, and that I don't want anyone else but him, well, he got his confidence back, and he wasn't shy to show me. So things are good now with us. I've learned my mistake. As for my former friends, I've blocked them on everything, and I have no desire to ever see them again. I think this is going to be my last update, and while I don't expect my relationship to never have problems again, I think we've moved on from this now. And now, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. Let's move on to another story from the Am I the Arsehole subreddit. No updates yet. And this story comes from Headlime 8730 and says, am I the arsehole for telling my daughter that this activity is only for my bio grandkids? And I'm not going to change the tradition, even if she wants to force the step grandkids everywhere. I will give some background. I'm a pretty young grandmother. My daughter Jenny has two kids, 9 and 13. My daughter remarried to a man that has his own children. So I have step grandkids, 11 and 10. So a total of 4 kids in this story. I will refer to them as bio and step grandkids to make it as clear as possible. The bio and step grandkids don't get along well. Watching from the outside, it is easy to see that the two parents are pushing them together. I've heard so many complaints and informed the parents that the forced bonding wasn't helping. They didn't take my advice, and overall, all the kids have to do everything basically together. I've been teaching my bio grandkids how to sew for a while. Every year we've been making a blanket over a few months. The two kids love it and I enjoy the tradition. I informed the bio kids we will start soon on the project. They seemed excited. I got a call from my daughter asking me to include the step grandkids. The bio grandkids were talking about the blanket and it made the other grandkids upset they aren't invited. So now my daughter called me to include them. I told her no, that this is just something I do with my bio grandkids. We have done this for years and I'm not changing it. I also informed her that forcing them into a tradition will not help the kids. They already dislike their step siblings. She called me a jerk, and according to my other daughter, it has caused issues in her family. Edit. Comments asked often. They've been married for less than a year. They have their own grandparents. They don't live close. I've invited them to join when the bio grandkids come over. I've only seen them at holidays. I don't even know if they want a relationship with me. If they are interested in sewing, I'd be willing to teach them, but again, I am unsure they are. I'm going to start off with Space Jesus, who says, I think I disagree with everyone. No one's an asshole here for me. Grandma is doing her best to maintain traditions and to protect the bio grandkids from feeling like nothing will ever be just theirs ever again. I totally get it. Mum is trying to create shared positive experiences, hoping that it brings people together. She doesn't want any kids under her roof to feel like second-class family members. On the flip side, both are pushing the boundaries of ideal behavior by ignoring the valid concerns of others in the situation. None of you are the assholes, but if you want something approaching a solution, do a small project with all 4 kids and continue the larger one with a more experienced sewer separately. New says, not the asshole, but you have to accept that she may cut off contact with your grandkids. Try to be there for them. You may have to go to court. Have you explained to DD that your grandkids are already getting the short end of the stick? Don't your step-grandkids have their own grandparents? Loopy responds saying, edit. This response is about if the parents refuse to allow a relationship with the grandkids, which is all hypothetical at the moment. The kids already know. I know for a fact that if she kept me away, the oldest would lose her shit. I'm also in walking distance from the school, so it's not uncommon for them to just show up. Really would be the worst ideas for the parents to do. They'd probably break the family completely. I know I could go for grandparents' rights. Please remember that everywhere has different laws and we aren't making this a legal argument. I doubt it would come to that anyways. The stepkids' grandparents are not close, but they are involved from my understanding. Apprehensive fan says, oof, once again I am enormously grateful my step-grandparents accepted 12-year-old me and made me feel like I was welcome. Info, is this a recent marriage? Is it still at a stage of culture shock as everyone makes new normal? Did you disapprove of this marriage? My feelings from the way you've phrased it is a soft you're the arsehole. Your feelings of only wanting the bio grandkids are your feelings, but if you phrase it the same way to all of them, that is likely to make it harder for everyone to reach a point of being more comfortable. Lifts for Sunshine says, this is a tough one as it seems the adults are not letting the kids guide their relationships. Forcing them together will not help, but also not accepting the other two kids as part of the family will not help either. Have you made any attempts to welcome them into the family and get to know them? I agree you need to keep your blanket tradition, but maybe see if there is something the other kids will enjoy too. They're just kids who have been thrust into a situation they did not ask for. Help them all feel wanted and accepted. And the comments were pretty varied on this one. Between all of the verdicts, no arseholes here, you're the arsehole, not the arsehole. But what do you guys make of this situation? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. Now just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much. And hopefully I'll see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.